We're doing the story of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the great son of Rashbi, who accepted all the boils on his body, and his wife would never let him go out to the academy to learn, because she'd make 60 different forms of bandages to cure him every night. And every morning he'd say, God, I can't learn Torah with all these boils. And then the boils would go away. And then at night, he'd say, God, bring them on. I want to make sure I have atonement if I ever did something wrong. And then, even though he was better every morning, his wife would say, you ain't going out of the house. You just got better today. I don't want the rabbis to mutcher you with all the questions. So, fine. One night, she hears him saying it. And she says, you're bringing this on yourself? I've been doing all this for you and you keep bringing on yourself these boils? No way! You're wasting all my father's money for this? And she went to her father's house. She left him. Okay. So, she left him and he went to he went to the academy. He went to the academy and they brought him 60 different types of cloths that women check themselves to check if they're pure or not. And a woman checks if her period ended, and sometimes the cloth comes out with a weird color and the woman doesn't know is that blood or not. So we have a specific tradition to know how to discern. The other rabbis weren't sure on 60 questions that came that day, and on all of them he said, they're pure. So all the rabbis started talking. How could he be so sure? 60 questions we couldn't answer. He said every single one of them is pure. So they said, Rabbi, there wasn't even one of them that you were wondering about, that you weren't sure? You have to be confident to say it's pure. You know, you're permitting a biblical prohibition. So he said to them, if I'm right, then all of them will have male children. Check all 60. Go check all 60. And that's what happened. He said, if I'm wrong, one of them is going to be a girl. And that's what happened. All 60 had a boy. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon was a huge sage. And when all 60 had boys, they named all 60 boys Rabbi Elazar. They named them Elazar after him. Because thanks to him, the women were pure and they could be with their husbands. And then they got pregnant. So, that was our story of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. It has a long continuation. We're only brought part of the story. After he passed away, there's a whole story about how people thought he was still alive. But that's not the purpose. The Sefer Masiyot had quoted the story of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who asked for himself to suffer because he wanted to... he wanted to atone for himself. So we have the story of Rabbeinu HaKodosh, the Holy Rebbe, who suffered a toothache for 6 years. And he must have had some kind of stone. He couldn't urinate for 7 years. The Talmud says, how kind are afflictions. And he accepted upon himself 13 years of afflictions. 6 years he suffered with a toothache, and 7 years he suffered with being incapable to urinate normally. And so the Talmud says it happened to him because of something he did. That he was once, it says he was once walking in the marketplace, and a young calf ran from the butcher and hid by him. And he took the calf, and the calf was assuming Rebbe would save it. And Rebbe grabbed it and gave it to the butchers and said, slaughter it. This is what it was created for. And in heaven they said he had no pity on a little calf that ran to him. So that's why in heaven they punished him with that. Now remember that our great leaders, David, Moshe Rabbeinu, were all chosen after they had pity on little animals. So then he had these illnesses. And then after these 13 years passed, and you have to understand how pained he was. It says that next to Rebbe's house they'd feed all the horses at the time that he'd go to the bathroom, because he'd let out such a roar of pain that you could hear it miles away when he'd have to go to the bathroom. And so they wanted to cover up that roar of pain. They'd feed all the horses. All the horses would neigh at the same time when he would go. And in spite of all the horses neighing, they'd still hear Rebbe's roar miles away. So he suffered tremendously those 13 years. And then at the end of 13 years, he once saw his mate, who was a great woman. We'll once discuss, we'll learn halachas from her. We'll learn many halachas from Rebbe's maid. So his maid was cleaning the house, and a little weasel came out of a hole. And the maid picked up her broom to kill the weasel. And he said, "Don't kill it." So David HaMelech taught us, he said, "Rachma v'kol ma'asav." God has mercy over all his creations. And when he had pity over the weasel, so God had pity over him. And he had fixed his earlier lack of pity, his earlier sin. And so he got healed. And you see the greatness of Rebbe. Because he was so great, so Hashem took him to task over something so slight, but he suffered. So his point is, when you see a person suffering, we don't know the calculations from above, so we have to take care not to be quick to judge. Yeah?
We understand that those were times that the doctor was not cannot call him and he will come right away to help you.
Why? Rebbe had a great doctor. Shmuel was his doctor. Shmuel Yarchinah, the famous Shmuel, was his doctor. Talmud says he once had an eye infection and Shmuel cured him. No. The sage Shmuel, the first generation of Amoraim. Yeah. Rebbe also went. They obviously couldn't cure him. Rebbe went to doctors. They can't cure. You know, we had a student here who fainted from pain from a stone that he had. Same, similar story. Went to the bathroom, had a stone, fainted. It's a long story. Make a long story short. I took him to the top doctor. This was a Friday afternoon house call to the doctor. And the doctor said, the only thing we can do for him is tell him to drink a lot of water. Even today, they won't operate on any stone. Even today, doctors can't cure every stone. So today, we have ultrasounds and everything else, and even so, they can't cure everything. What can they do for childbirth? They give an epidural, and it doesn't work for everyone. So our sages say that when it comes to the righteous, God holds them to a hair's width. Our sages say, the verse says, "Praised is a person that God afflicts him and teaches him Torah." Our sages say that we derive it from the Torah. That just like in the Torah it says, if a slave gets a tooth knocked out, he goes free. So to a person, over every ounce of suffering, he goes free from a lot. It frees him from his sins or other things he has to be freed from. And this is an important point, because on the one hand we see that Rebbe was punished for something, right? And on the other hand, there's a medrash that says that all the years that Rebbe had his toothache, no woman miscarried. So that means that his suffering carried a weight for everyone. We have to realize there's a value. We don't understand the system that God built in this world. But somehow, if one person suffers, it could alleviate a lot of other people's pain. And if it's a big person like Rebbe, and he takes it correctly, Rebbe didn't blaspheme just because he was suffering. And King Solomon also alluded to this, as he said, "Seet pnei rasha lo tov," that the righteous, when bad things happen to him, even though people think that's not right, but it's better for him that way. When the time comes, we'll understand. But a person sometimes has an easy life, and then ultimately, when Judgment Day comes, he pays for that. When Moshe Rabbeinu showed him future generations, and he saw the tzaddik suffering and the Rasha enjoying life, so he explained to him why it was fear, so that Moshe could understand that. Look, if someone passes away, we say God is just and his ways are fear. Our sages said any time a person passes away or something bad happens to someone, either a relative passing away or something else, we say Baruch Dayan Emet, blessed is the one who's a true judge. Our sages say that we derive it from King David. He said Chesed u'mishpat ashira, whether God does kindness to me or justice, I give song, I give thanks. So we're going to have to pick up here. Be'ezrat Hashem, next time we're out of time. Okay.